Skull and Evert present This Week in Horror.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Evert.
And I'm Sickle, and we're Sickle and Evert. We're the Unhallowed Reviewers. Sorry we missed last week. We're big.
You don't have to apologize to anybody. I mean, you don't owe anybody anything.
I feel so bad.
You're a former serial killer on Earth. Who do you have to apologize to?
I don't know. Nobody, I guess. Well, I guess all those people I killed.
I mean, you're in hell. You're already paying the ultimate sacrifice for that.
That's true. Screw them.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about how many people you murdered or in what ways or in how you encapsulated and remembered all of them via some kind of weird slideshow you made. I don't really remember how you did it, but we are here to talk about horror.
I do need to make a slideshow.
And what we're going to talk about today is we're going to start off with some trailers, then we're going to go into some streaming, and then we're going to go into some movies that I saw that are really old.
And we're going to pretend like they just came out.
No, I'm just going to talk to you guys about them because I just saw them and I'm excited because I like most of them. But
I'm going to make fun of you for one of them.
You can do that because I liked all of them. Happy Death Day to You was great, okay?
Sure it was amazing. I wanted to watch it. No, I haven't seen it yet. Okay. I want to watch it.
Okay. Well, Fantastic Island. There's a trailer for a new... And, you know,
Fantasy Island.
I'm sorry, it's the same thing, okay?
There's a little bit different. Fantastic Island sounds like, you know, the island that Mr. Fantastic owns. He hangs out on his little stretchy island by himself.
Or like Club Dread. This is just like a Club Dread movie, right?
Yes.
Fantasy Island, the old TV show. I don't actually know if the old TV show is horror or not, because I'm not that old, but... they're redoing it, or they're making a movie, and it's a horror movie instead of a whatever the heck Fantasy Island was when it was a show.
Yeah, I was under the impression that the original show was like actual fantasies. I could be wrong, but I don't think it was like your fantasy gets twisted. I thought it was like actual fantasies, and this is like a horror twist to it.
Because that's like, where's the fun in just watching someone live out their fantasy? There probably was like a twist, like someone's like, I want to live in a place where everything's gold. And you're like, well, you can't eat with gold utensils, idiot. And so, like, they have to learn the lesson, you know? Like, their lesson.
And
about, like...
And your food is gold. Exactly. Take that.
And so, like, it's probably, like, those kind of, like, lighthearted things. Again, we're speaking out of our butts because we have no idea what happens in the original show. But this is...
we didn't care enough to look it up.
No, we didn't. But Fantasy Island, the new one, looks kind of interesting to me. It looks like it could be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it looks like a lot of fun. At the very least, it's something different.
Yeah.
So.
It is, you're right. So it's not something, it's technically still a remake, but not really a remake. So I guess we're venturing out a little bit.
Yes, I'm all for it.
And apparently all the other things that you put on the list for today are all also not new, or they're not like completely remade things. So the next one we have is a trailer for a movie called Skinwalker.
Yeah, and I can't really tell what it's about.
Neither can I, and that kind of bugs me because, like, I know what I want when I read Skinwalker, but what I saw was not what I wanted, so...
Right? It's so hard to tell. It feels like it's a haunted house, but then in the next little, you know, snippet, it feels like it's a possession movie, and then the next little snippet, it's just crazy people.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to grasp exactly what's happening.
Yeah, agreed. That's probably the closest description of what I would see the trailer was. I don't know that I'm that interested in seeing it, but...
Yeah, I couldn't really tell from the trailer. It's going to be one of those ones where I'm, you know, we'll have to just run into it somehow on a streaming service and then take it from there, I guess. But
like I
probably not something I would actively seek out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one we have is called The Great and Terrible Day of the Lord, which if you try to Google, you will probably not find anything.
Yes.
You'll find some weird YouTube videos about people reviewing different parts of the Bible.
Yes, you'll start getting the, like, Day of Judgment, you know, Bible-thumping stuff if you search that. But the movie is about... and if you do want to track down the trailer, it is on our trailers on the Our Trailers subreddit on Reddit, so... if you kind of cycle through the last couple of days, it should be on there somewhere. But it's about a guy that takes his girlfriend up to, like, a cabin in the mountains or whatever. Yeah. And they're having a good time. And then, like, the next day, the guy says that she's gonna die by the end of the weekend or something, and that she's gonna go straight to hell, and that he's God, and if she doesn't like repent for her sins and worship him, then she's gonna die and go to hell. And so then like the whole movie's like this, or so the whole movie appears to be this like psychological like horror film of like, is this guy just, you know, trying to manipulate her and, you know, break her down and gaslight her essentially, or is she, or is like he, is this like actually happening? So it, I don't know, it seems kind of interesting. It seems like kind of like one of those low key psychological horror films, kind of in the vein of The Invitation, if you've seen that. So I'm actually kind of interested in it, but again, probably not enough to actively seek it out to spend money on it. But if it came up on a streaming service, I'd definitely watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if I could find a trailer for it, I might be more interested in it, but I don't have to dig around Reddit to do that, so
Ugh, that's
fail.
not worth
Fail the
it.
green terrible deviler. Also, not a very good title because it's so long.
It is
And
really long.
it's like naming your movie like Godzilla King of Monsters, because like there's so many other things that can come up when you type that into the thing.
Godzilla, King of Monsters,
Not like the movie
Godzilla
that
versus King
came,
Ghidorah.
not the movie that like came out recently, but you made a new movie and you called it the same thing as an existing media franchise. You're like, dang it, I didn't think about that. But anyway,
It's true.
I want to talk about, I don't even know how to say this name before we talk about Yummy, but Jalakatu?
Jalakato, yeah, I assume.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you talk about this one, because I am confused as to why this is on here.
So it's just something that I happen to catch a trailer for, and it's this movie that's about a water buffalo that escapes its captors in this like rural village and like wreaks havoc on the village. But the movie's really more about like the culture of the people, and like it's kind of like one of those like the dark side of our culture kind of a thing. And so like if you're not a part of the culture, you may not get most of the movie. The main reason I watched the trailer, or was going to watch the trailer, was it sounded like a, you know, my interpretation of what a creature feature is, in which it's like a killer animal. And I was like, oh cool. And I watched the trailer. It has nothing to do with that at all, and it's really more just like this commentary on this culture, this dark horror version of their culture. And so if you don't know their culture, it's probably not going to make much sense. But the trailer, I did, one thing I did appreciate about it is the cinematography looks really good. It looks like it'll be a lot of fun in that sense, but you'd have to fight through a lot of stuff that seems to be meaningless and make no sense to you.
What parts of that trailer made you feel like the cinematography was good?
If,
Just
I mean, like the
hold on,
first one that
let me
kind of.
clarify that, because I'm too dumb to know most of that. Like, so I don't really know, and I'm like, this is really good, and I'm like, I'll be watching it, and I'll probably know it's good and passively, but I won't even be able to say like, well, this movie has really good cinematography. It'd just be more like, I'm enjoying this, and I don't know why.
Yeah, and like I feel like it's kind of hard for me to I mean, I only watched the trailer once, so it's hard for me to like recall everything perfectly. But one scene that comes to mind is like when the village people seem to be like running through the forest, and they each have their own torch and or flashlight, and like the way that they film the aerial view of it feels almost choreographed with all of those people, and it just seems like a very complex, it seems very simple, but it also feels like there's some complexity to it. Like he had to direct all of these people to
He's like,
make the
yeah.
lights appear the way that they appear, and it flickers in this like really interesting way, and I just thought that was impressive. But I mean, there's some more stuff, but that was one of the things that
Interesting.
I recalled in my head.
All right,
I don't
so
know.
our last trailer we want to talk about is a movie I think we're both really excited for that I didn't know about till just before we recorded, but it's called Yummy. And it's a
Yes.
movie about a hospital wherein a seeming zombie type of apocalypse thing happens, and they have to escape, is what it looks like. But they're not just
Yeah.
like zombies, they look like crazier than just regular zombies.
Yeah, 'cause like so like the plot of the movie is
Oh, I'm
this
sorry. Did I
boyfriend.
not do a good enough job explaining the
Oh, not so much, but it's
plot?
okay. It's okay. Forgive you. The
Brutal.
but this like this mom and daughter, and her and the daughter's boyfriend go to this like plastic surgery place essentially, so that she can get a boob reduction. And the boyfriend starts sneaking around the hospital place, just looking around, snooping around where he shouldn't be, and he accidentally lets a zombie loose inside this facility. And so it's kind of like an experimental science place, so I don't know. It the plot seems, it's supposed to be like super goofy, but the gore effects look like they're gonna be legit.
It sounds like a goofier, gorier Resident Evil kind of thing.
Yeah, the setting definitely feels like that without, you know, obviously without the like soldiers and people that actually know what they're doing.
Just like the experimental rejuvenation stuff sounds a lot like the T-Virus.
Yes, exactly, yeah, definitely.
So I'm really excited for it. I mean, there was some really cool stuff that was going on, and it looked like there was a decent amount of practical effects in it, which is kind of cool.
I agree. Yeah, it does. It definitely has that going for it. Keep in mind, if you're not a fan of foreign films in regards to like subtitles and whatnot, it is foreign film. But it looks like it might go back and forth, though.
Yeah.
It's like...
The subtitles were in like Dutch or something, and the voices were just in English, but it was really Dutch English.
Yeah, it was like back and forth. Like they're... Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a broken Dutch English hybrid thing happening. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It looks really good though, so check it out.
It does.
All right, now we have to talk about some serious stuff.
Oh boy.
This is the segment. Well, we talk about streaming a lot. We don't have an official segment about it, but Sickle and I love our streaming services. I mean, it's basically the only way we get to watch movies since we're like just holed up inside or working. So it's kind of our go-to, you know?
Yes.
And we have been very heavy advocates for the show we're going to talk about right now, Creepshow on Shudder. And we really loved it. Every episode was either interesting or not so long that it made me want to kill myself before the end of it. So, you know...
Or amazing.
You can tell. Well, yeah. You can tell that we, as a group of two individuals, really like anthology horror. So, with that in mind, I think that Sickle has been triggered.
I was triggered. There was a site that shall remain nameless that was actually that was actually talking about how much they liked the show. And I actually just recently wrote a review for us in regards to it, which was a pretty rave review.
And to be fair, a lot of other places are also doing that. Like, critics seem to like the show.
Yeah, for the most part, it does seem to be getting good praise. And so I was really surprised when I scrolled down to the comments of this particular article, and it was overwhelmingly negative from people. And... Like just saying things from, like, they were disappointed, to it was awful, to the original is so much better, to why couldn't it separate itself from the original? Like, just everybody was so angry with the final product and so disappointed, and all these just, like, really harsh negative words that I just would not have expected to hear about it, because I just felt like it was I thought it was such a good product. I don't know. I was like, almost hurt by it. I was like, I feel like you guys aren't appreciating what you have.
Yeah, and to be fair, let's be real. Like, I'm the first Creepshow, and definitely the second Creepshow, are not, like, amazing. They are great for what they are. They're not trying to be, like, you know, can't think of anything art housey enough. Like, they're not trying to be, like, It Follows. They're just trying to entertain you. And so... if you get too critical on them, of course, they're not very good. Like, they have very bad effects and blah, 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 but they're really entertaining, and they tell stories that we care about. But the cool part about what they're doing with the Creepshow show is that it's more true to form as far as, like, a comic book goes. It's smaller stories instead of larger stories, you know? And they're just fun. Like, it's not about the fact that there's some silly CG in one of them or something like that. It's... about the idea that, like, we're trying to enjoy something that people are making, and it harkens back to, like, a lot of old horror that's really cheesy and good.
Yeah, it's clearly doing all of its campiness on purpose, and it's just old school, campy 70s, 80s, even some 90s, like, nostalgia horror. And, like, if you can't... some people think that it did a bad job of even doing that, which I don't know how you can argue that, but... I feel like it set out to achieve this specific goal, and I thought it did a fantastic job. It's not going to blow you away with the acting. The writing is hit or miss a lot of the time. But, like, they work really hard to deliver some good, like, you know, horror gags, be scary, deliver an interesting story, and, like, either one of those things or all of those things at once. And, like, some of them aren't, like, you know, crazy gory or, like, have crazy cool monsters in them, but they have a really cool, interesting story. Like, the Man in the Suitcase one.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and then there's other ones where it's, like, this story is super stupid, but the monster's awesome. Like, this is exactly what anthology series are like to me. And, like, Outer Limits was the same way. It you know, it's hit or miss along the way in different areas, but it almost always hits in some way, and so you can enjoy it. But yeah, apparently, like, always, not the case misses, for some people.
But, like, yeah, not the... I mean, let's harken back to the Indian, the Native American one, sorry, in the second Creepshow, with, like, the wooden statue of the Native American guy. Like, not the best one, but still entertaining. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's okay to hate, like, I think it's, you know, of course it's okay to, like, hate some of them. There were a couple from the new Creepshow that I was like, ugh, that is not my cup of tea. But then, like, there's other ones that I love, and I was just surprised to hear just a universal hatred for it from so many people. I just didn't think it deserved that.
But keep in mind, it was the comments on one section, on one it's post. True. But
it's true.
It seemed like it was a lot of hate. But anyway, I think if you haven't seen Creepshow, go check it out if you have Shudder. If you don't, borrow your friend's subscription or buy one, because it's not very cheap and not very
expensive. Super cheap.
Yeah, unless you're too busy watching Disney Plus, then that's a whole other story. But
ooh, Mandalorian is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. But we're not here to talk about Mandalorian. We're here to talk about how there's a large influx of horror on Hulu, as I'm reading the note you put in. So go for it.
Yeah, I just happened to notice I was scanning through Hulu, and I just noticed that there was, like, a decent chunk of horror movies that I didn't see there previously, and who knows, maybe these have been there for a month, but it just seemed like it was a lot of, like, fairly new content that maybe you haven't seen and you haven't been looking at Hulu because Hulu hasn't been exactly, you know, setting the world on fire with its horror content lately.
Did you not see the
Dracula
Thanksgiving thing that they did?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Was it any good? It's already out.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. But it's, yeah, Dracula Untold is one of them, which, if you haven't seen, is pretty interesting. It's definitely less on the horror side. There's not going to be much that's going to scare you in there, but it has a few, like, tidbits of, like, the real Vlad the Impaler history in it, mixed in with a lot of dark fantasy. Like, most of it is not real or anything, but I just thought it was interesting that they tried to kind of twist the real history of it into it a little bit. So, I don't know, that's an interesting movie. Alien Covenant's on there. If you just mute it and don't pay attention to how stupid all the characters are, the action is really fun in that movie.
I thought you liked Alien Covenant.
I love it in spite of itself, just like I love Prometheus in spite of itself. I can't stand the character, like, the stupidity of the characters. It infuriates me, but the rest of it's so much, it's just so much fun. Because it's just, like, alien gore fest, and I love it.
Okay, but, cool. Fair enough.
Yeah. Get Out, obviously, is awesome. A couple of the Purge, newer Purge movies are on there. If you haven't seen the Evil Dead remake, it's on there.
I love that movie, so you should
I know you do, it. And that's why I definitely mentioned it, yeah. Actually, one little tidbit thing on there. I did not realize that was 2013. It did not feel like it was that long ago to me.
Yeah.
But, man, that's like 6 years ago. That's crazy. But yeah, and then there's these two more that are like dark sci-fi, sci-fi horror movies. One of them's called Morgan, and the other one is called Life.
Life was interesting.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. I mean, I think both of those are pretty fun movies. I think they're worth one watch, you know, and just, like, they're kind of good flicks to just sit back and enjoy. But I definitely wanted to mention both of those because if you haven't seen them, you should. You're not going to get blown away by either one, but they're fun. And yeah, so I just wanted to point that out. Hulu's got some decent content that fairly recently popped up in the horror vein, and you should go check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Hulu. Give us money.
nice plug.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, I want to fit something quick in here, just for a second. There's an article that I read about a movie that's coming out. This should have been the trailer section, but I'm an idiot. So, about the new Black Christmas movie. And generally, when a movie that was or has been or should, as we feel as horror fans, be rated R, isn't rated R, that leads to a lot of disappointment. And apparently, the new Black Christmas is rated PG-13. And that has a lot of people up in arms, but after understanding what this article was trying to say, I'm kind of actually more excited for Black Christmas than I was before I knew that they were remaking it straight. So, Black Christmas is originally a movie in like the 80s, 70s or 80s, where some dude like was killing people in a sorority house on Christmas. That's basically the premise, right? And in 2006, they remade it with like a Mary Elizabeth Winstead and a bunch of other actresses, and it was just the same kind of thing. It was like kind of par for the course horror with nothing new about it, right? And that's okay. Like it we've seen that succeed before. And in 2006 and around that time, they were doing a lot of remakes, like the Friday the 13th remake and the Freddy Krueger, the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Like a lot of that stuff was coming out, like not at 2006, but like during like those 5 or 6 years after, during that period, right? Where they're like, it's about this time we make some more we make these movies again, and we're about to hit another one of those, right? Because they're gonna remake Friday the 13th again. They're remaking, air quotes, Halloween, which is like kind of interesting that they're doing that stuff. But this one looks interesting because they're not really taking like an old approach to it. It looks more like the co-writer, what they said was they want to like, the reason that it was PG-13 is because it's not supposed to be like a direct remake of Black Christmas. It's basically like its own kind of movie with its similar theme, but it's about like the state of our world in terms of like females and how like they're treated and like all the stuff. And it's like, I'm like, generally that might turn me off because it might be too political, but I don't know, for this, for some reason it just makes me kind of excited about it, where like I'm
So,
interested
like,
to
is it
see
still like,
the story that's told from this perspective, right?
but is it still like a horror movie? Like,
Yeah.
is it still supposed to be like a slasher? Okay.
Yeah, watch the trailer and you can see it's a slasher, but it's really more like a, like, it's more of a story than the traditional one, you know? I don't
Yeah.
know. Check out if you haven't seen the trailer for Black Christmas, go check it out. But I kind of am excited for it now, as opposed to just like, oh, here's another horror movie I probably need to see eventually. You know, it's going to be like its own kind of thing. It's owning itself, if you will.
I have a confession to make.
You didn't see the 2006
Speaking,
one.
no, well, I haven't, but
Okay.
speaking of PG-13 horror movies that people were super disappointed weren't R, I actually kind of like Alien versus Predator, the first
Oh
one.
yeah, I do too. But because I feel like if you watch it too, you can't watch Alien vs. Predator and think, I don't know, maybe you can be disappointed as a fan, but it's not really meant for, it's its own thing, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I do kind of fall on the side of people that like hated the ending where the predator teams up with the human. I get it, and that part isn't my favorite either, but it's got so many really well-built set pieces and action sets in it. And like I mean, you know me. I'm a xenomorph guy, I'm an alien guy. I love Predator so much, but I'm more of an alien guy. And so when the alien takes out a predator, it infuriated a lot of predator fans, and but it made me like super happy because I'm like, hey, they had a really good reason for it. Like the guy, the director said that he, an alien is a dime a dozen, and so the only way to separate one from the others was to have one kill a predator. And I was like, see, that's a brilliant idea. And the action set for that sequence is really, really well done with a really good mixture of CG and practical effects. And I just thought it, I thought that the director, even though he's very controversial, really tried hard to put as much practical effects into the movie as possible. Until the Queen came out, of course, and then the CG went overboard,
But
but.
like, it's still, for its time, I think it's still a pretty good movie.
I do too.
Like, 'cause I'm a big fan of those mashups, like Freddy vs. Jason. Like, I'll watch
Oh,
that.
heck yeah.
You don't have to like pay me to watch that. I'll watch it. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Freddy vs. Jason, the last 30 minutes of that movie is just super fun.
I love that whole movie, but yeah, I agree. So let's talk about these three movies I saw real quick. So let's go from oldest to newest, maybe. Insidious
Wait,
Last
newest
Key.
to
No, I switched them.
n
Insidious Last
oh.
Key is something I just watched just before this podcast. So I thought it was cool. I'm really a big fan of like what happened there. I thought it was kind of, and spoilers, by the way, we're going to talk about these three movies, and there's going to be spoilers, so The movies are Insidious, Last Key, Happy Death Day to You, and Upgrade. So if you haven't seen them or want to see them, then you can check out. Thanks for listening. I
Bye.
really liked the like aspect of like the Ellie or Ellen or Elise lady, like the medium in Insidious that's been in all the movies.
I believe
Like,
it's Ellen Ellalise.
no,
Ellen
it's Elise.
Ellalise. Oh,
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous name.
okay.
And her dad, like, I thought it was so cool. Like, and maybe it was really clear to people that are really paying attention, but how, like, it wasn't ghosts that she was seeing in the house. It was her dad, like, kidnapping people and,
Yeah.
like punishing them inside the house. And, like, she just thought it was ghosts, and that's why her dad was, like, lying to her about it. And that's why he hated her from, like, seeing all the stuff. And I was just like, whoa, cool twist. Like, cool twist. Also, the demon is really cool in that
Yes.
one. I think it was super cool looking. I just like the flow of it too, because like at one point you're kind of like, wow, this feels like it's almost over, and you're like, hell no, it's not over yet. And then, I don't know, it just didn't seem like it was very hard to watch. I dug it. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought the Insidious series as a whole is pretty underrated, I think. I think it's had a pretty good flow to it, and I think each one has a great pacing. It sets out to just do its scares and have a good time. And sometimes that's just all a horror movie should be, is just a good time getting scared. And I feel like that whole series has done a pretty good job.
Now the next movie, I'll say I don't really think is as much of a horror movie as the first one was. To Happy Death Day to You, I did like it a lot. I thought the comedy was great. It has a lot of comedy. It turned more into like a sci-fi flick with a killer than it was a horror movie with some sci-fi stuff in it. Did you see it yet?
I have not, no.
Okay. So basically, like they figure out why she was stuck in a time loop. And then it kind of goes into like time travel stuff for about 30 minutes. But then she realizes that she has to like stop the killer again because she gets like turned switched into an alternate dimension, basically. But like it's one where like a bunch of stuff's changed that's like some of it good, some of it bad, as per most alternate dimension things. And it's kind of interesting because you actually like it actually has an interesting story, I think. And like you're kind of caught in this situation of where you're like, okay, she's got to worry about this killer, but the killer's only part of it, and it becomes more complex. Kind of like, it was that movie, that time travel movie that's really confusing, Primer. It's not like
Oh,
that.
yeah,
It,
Primer,
it's
yeah.
like a really, really, really light version of Primer, where you're like, she's going through all these things, and like she eventually figures out that she can't keep dying forever. She's gonna like not come back one of these times if she keeps dying. And so like, if you have this like kind of like crunch to make sure she can do it. I don't know, it's really good. I think it's worth seeing, but I don't know that you don't have to pay for it, but I think it's worth seeing.
It's definitely one of the ones that
Especially if you like
I did
horror.
want to.